Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your podcast host. Today, we're excited for another installment of our podcast segment entitled In Their Words. In this segment, we hear directly from Fran Coach clients who have become franchise owners. We're going to talk all about their backgrounds, what led them to consider franchise ownership, how they navigated the process with the Fran Coach team, as well as what franchise they chose and how it has gone so far. Today's guest just signed his franchise agreement a couple weeks back, but has already begun initial training and set to launch his new business, hopefully by the end of this month. But before we tell you that story, we have to tell you this one. So who is Fran Coach? Well, we are a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals who are interested in owning a franchise. We are partnered with over 500 of the top franchisors in the country, spanning nearly 60 industries. Our goal is to help clients find the absolute best franchise for them to own. Our goal of the Franchising 101 podcast series is to help educate people on all aspects of franchise ownership. That's us. Now let's get to the good stuff. Joining us today, from Houston, Texas, brand new owner of a franchise entitled Gym Guys is Mr. Josh Lane. Josh, how are you today?
Pretty good. Can't complain.
Well, nobody's gonna listen to you if you do anyway. So,
Exactly.
no worries. So, thanks for joining us today. I know you are running crazy trying to get everything up and running. So, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. How's it feel so far, a couple weeks in?
Yeah, it definitely is a little bit of a frenetic pace, but part of that's my own doing, which is kind of what I wanted to do. It's just one of those things where I kind of, during this whole process, it's been kind of whatever pace I wanted to move at, and I had some goals and deadlines and things that I wanted to hit, and now I'm driving that own that that schedule, which is nice. To be able to dictate that. And so yeah, I'm trying to move quick, trying to get things rolling. But that's, both the good thing and the bad thing is that, I can drive that pace. But I've also listened to some of the people around me to say what things are, what pace is reasonable, what pace is actually achievable versus, unrealistic goals.
Right. What's the old John Wooden thing, right? Be quick, but don't hurry.
Yes.
So with that, so cool. Well, I guess maybe just give everybody a little taste of who the heck is Josh? What a little of your kind of backgrounds professionally up to this point.
Yeah, so I went to school for aerospace engineering. So yeah, I get all the rocket scientist jokes. But yeah, that's what I started my career in. And I started doing satellite design and analysis for the military. And pretty quickly on during that history, the satellite that I was working on, we had a launch failure. So being on a program where you don't have a vehicle where it's supposed to be, you have to kind of look around to find some work. And I ended up partnering up and getting involved with a software company, and that led me into the world of software sales. And so I jumped over to that, and pretty much then for the rest of my career has been around software technology, sales, and consulting. And I've bounced around between a number of different companies, technologies, and industries. I kind of moved over from aerospace into oil and gas. And then while I was in oil and gas, really started to kind of hone in on data and analytics. Again, kind of picking up on some of the math background that I have, and really just kind of driving through those. So that led me down the artificial intelligence and machine learning path. Kind of molded into some other areas as well. But it's been, kind of a varied journey. I've gone through a number of different periods of looking for jobs, some of my own choosing, some due to just circumstances. So it's kind of been one of those where I've been around and have had the experience of doing interviews and talking to different people and kind of trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And so that's kind of, the 30,000 foot version of what my career has looked like.
Awesome. Yeah, no, I the when we first started talking and the you're busting out the aerospace engineering and a couple of the projects, one we you and I talked about in particular that you had worked on, and I'm sitting here going, this dude is too smart for me. I was like, I'm an old athlete that was a liberal arts major in college just to stay eligible so I could play basketball, right? So was something else. So it's super cool, man, with your background and all of that. So you've had a couple different paths within that. So what made you then kind of think, okay, well let's take another turn to what we're doing professionally, and to start look at franchise ownership? What kind of got you into that mindset?
You know, it was a couple of things. Over the course of this, you know, I guess now it's last year. That's fun to say that 2020 is last year.
Right.
I like that. You know, that was a challenging year for everybody. And you know, for me, I was working in oil and gas, and of course that was a rough year for those kinds of firms. And I just kind of started to think about, you know, what I wanted to do, and just kind of start to reassess things is, you know, from a standpoint of, you know, what's out there, what can I get involved with, and just trying to keep an open mind. And one of the things that I kind of kept on coming back to, one of the motivational speakers that I heard a number of years ago is John Coyle. He's a former Olympic speed skater, and he ended up doing horribly at first. And went through some testing to figure out what was going on, and realized through testing that he had a ridiculous short-term power. But his long-term power was horrible. So what he ended up doing was completely changing how he skated, the path that he skated, and all those kinds of things to maximize the short-term power. And he ended up setting the US Olympic record, winning a gold medal and doing a bunch of things. And the idea there is, you know, leaning into your strengths and kind of, you know, going in on those as opposed to the old, you know, focus on your weaknesses and build those up. You know, his idea that really stuck with me is this concept of really leaning into what you're good at and what you like. So that kind of got me thinking of, you know, all right, what other things are going on? And just started kind of looking around and kind of feeling things out. And early on in that process, you know, I got one of the marketing emails, you know, again, I don't know how I got it, whatever that happened, but an email from Fran Coach came across about franchising, and I'm like, sure, I don't know anything about it. Let's take a look. And I had been unemployed about a year and a half ago, and I started to look into the idea of doing something on my own just because nothing else was coming. And I'm like, all right, well, I gotta start making some money at some point. So I was starting to kind of walk down that path, and I got, you know, a few steps down the path, and then got a job offer. So they kind of stopped that. But so it was kind of one of those, I'm like, hey, I've looked at this before. Let's be a little more serious about it. And that's kind of when I started the journey with Frank Coach, and really just kind of started asking questions and, you know, waiting for someone to tell me, no, you're crazy. And nobody did. So I just kind of kept on walking.
Gotcha. Cool. Yeah. No, we're in the business of crazy, so we're in the right spot. So, cool. And then, so we get going. We get through the first couple steps of this, and we always get to the fun, exciting, and scary part of, all right, here are the three or four franchises that we think we need to take a look at. Right. So we do that, and kind of first impression, right? We're on that call, and here's your, I think we started with four, mm-hmm. kind of three and a half, right? So with that, what were your thoughts at that point?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I had in my head what I wanted to do. But I was also open to the idea of, you know, I don't know what I don't know. So let's put what I think I want off to the side, and let's, you know, have someone else kind of either verify or, you know, counter what I think I know. And so it was really kind of one of those of, all right, let's see what the options are. And, you know, there was one that came back that certainly was, you know, kind of what I wanted to do, and it's what I ended up going with. But the other, I'll call them other two, were both very intriguing. One of them was essentially very similar to what I am doing now, or what I was doing at the time in my professional career of doing consulting and helping other businesses out. And it seemed like it would be the easiest transition to go from what I was doing and just kind of doing the same thing, but doing it for myself. So it seemed like a pretty straightforward transition from that standpoint. And then the other one certainly was a different idea and concept. And it was kind of more in the middle of what I wanted to do and what I was doing. So it was kind of split the difference there between kind of what my passions were and what I felt comfortable doing from a career standpoint. So it really was just kind of a, you know, they were all, you know, applicable and interesting and intriguing. I certainly had my thoughts as to which one I would go with, but I definitely wanted to kind of keep walking on the path with all of them just to see, you know, just to verify that what I was thinking was, you know, made sense and actually was what I wanted to do.
And the one, when we kind of had that call and introduced them, the one that in your mind was the direction you wanted to go is actually the direction you went. It was,
yes.
It was gym.
Yeah. Guys, yeah. And correct? That was, and I think that was, you know, one of the things, you know, in that initial email that kind of caught my attention was, you know, an exercise franchise. I believe it was not Gym Guys that was originally the email.
Right.
But it was that idea of, you know, maybe I could do this as a franchise and really kind of that just started kind of triggering a lot of the thoughts and ideas and really kind of getting back into that passion. And that's something that I was feeling that I was lacking, you know, of having that passion. And I think really the other part about it too, that really was a difference, you know, and we look at the three of them, two of them were more personal relationships. So working with individuals or families, whereas the third one was more business focused and getting more of that interaction with individuals, with families and those kinds of things, that idea of being able to help people out and be able to give back to people, that was something that really kind of struck with me as, you know, again, aligning with what I wanted to do, you know, and just really started to kind of tick all those boxes of the things that I like doing, I'm good at, and I feel like I could be successful in it. And also, hey, you know, maybe make a difference for some people.
Right. No, and that's the, we always call it, we probably talk about this, the get out of bed test, right? You're going to get out of bed. You're going to go to work at your business. Let's make this sucker as ideal as possible. Right. And that's kind of for you, more consumer, the, you know, the consulting one, like you said, it would have been an easy transition. You're already doing it. But part of why we were looking at franchise ownership is because you didn't want to be doing what you're doing anymore. Right. From that standpoint. And then the crazy thing is, we probably could have just looked at, in some ways, we could have probably just started with Gym Guys. And would have gotten to the same conclusion. I'm a firm believer that the validation that you got from looking at some other things to make sure like this was the path for you. But it is incredibly rare that the one people, when we do that intro to franchise call, and if I, and we may have done this, but like, I usually have people kind of like, okay, rank them. Here's three. We're doing it in our head anyway. So tell me what you think. The if we go 1, 2, and 3, when people rank them, that one that's number one, you would have had Gym Guys. It is almost never that way. It is almost like the one, you know, people will roll their eyes at me. What are you doing with that one? The eye roll franchise. In fact, you broke the streak. It was four people in a row that we work with that the one they started was the one that they scoffed at, right? So though that may sound normal for anybody listening, you know, well, this is what I think I want to do and end up doing it. It's really, really, really not all that common. The key to all of this really is just, and the credit to you is your open mind of, yeah, let's talk to some other things, right? One you had some familiarity with, one you didn't, right? But ultimately got us where we needed to be. So we've kind of mentioned the name a couple times of the franchise. So let's hear your elevator pitch there, brother. What tell everybody?
Man, you didn't tell me that I have to do this.
I know, sorry.
So Gym Guys is a in-home fitness franchise. So essentially we bring all of the necessary equipment, the trainer, the you know, all the exercise equipment to your home, place of business, park nearby, whatever it may be. So it's very customizable. It's, you know, do different kinds of, you know, creative solutions to try and make sure that we can help people out. Again, focusing on, you know, not only the fitness aspects, but also on the nutrition side of things. And I think that that combination to me was really what kind of sank in as kind of further verifying what I wanted to do. Because fitness on its own isn't the answer. Nutrition on its own isn't the answer. But when you start to really combine both of those, it really does start to really make some big differences. You know, as I'm sure many people can relate to, all of those things all balance out with, you know, your mental health and mental sanity or lack thereof, depending on how you want to think about it. But it kind of helps, you know, bring all those things together. And I think that's one of the things that really came out in 2020 is this idea that we need to focus on not just what we're doing externally, but what we're doing internally.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed. And the thought within the Gym Guys business model pre-pandemic, they've been around for a long time, right? So it's been a strong business model. Pandemic moving forward, right? This, our lives have fundamentally changed, right? And I think we were already getting into the, you know, the customizable piece of it, right? There's still a market for the big box gym. I got it. Let me go in here and do my own thing, right? But that's not most people, and that's in fact why the times in my past where I went to the gym, this was my least favorite month to go to the gym, right? Because it's the New Year's resolution people that are all in there, but they don't really know what they're doing. So kudos to making the attempt. But as the regular gym goer, I'm like, will you guys please go away? Like, you're not going to be here in February. Just get out. Like, but you're on your own and you're right. You don't know what to do. Right. And if it's somebody that hasn't been to the gym in a while, or, you know, they're trying to make that commitment. Sometimes you don't want to go, you know, you're getting on a treadmill and you're walking at 3 miles an hour, and then you're next to, you know, somebody like you that's about to run a half marathon, right? And you're like, oh, geez. That in-home piece, or wherever it is, but basically the gym coming to you, that comfort, right? I don't have to be embarrassed where I am. And that it is truly a customizable, individualized, like, Gym Guys, you're going to be able to do kind of whatever somebody wants to help them, and really that kind of holistic approach. So,
yeah,
again, a super cool concept.
Yeah, and I think really the big thing there is, you know, not just that, you know, accountability of, you know, hey, my trainer's coming, I need to make sure I'm ready for it, but just that ability to kind of help adapt and change to meet what the requirements are and how, you know, fitness change, you know, where, you know, kind of meet you where you are at this point in time, but then, you know, grow and make it more of a lifestyle change, not a 30-day change or week change, you know, in some cases, but really helped it to do some significant shifts. And I think that's, you know, one of the things that I've done over the past couple of years. And it's, you know, I've kind of looked back and seen the changes that it's made for me. And it's like, all right, well, you know, I'm not necessarily expecting that people are going to, you know, do the exact same kind of change that I have. But I know that it can work. I know that it can make a lot of difference in not just outward appearances, but also, you know, inward and a lot of other things. So I'm looking forward to work with others to help get that.
And you know this, and you and I are both on the same page from kind of the exercise, fitness, athletic standpoint, like you just feel better. Right. From that. So that's fantastic. And so you are in Houston. So we've got, like, at some point somebody in Houston's going to hear this. Where in Houston, like, what's your kind of, because Houston's a massive area. Where are your kind of Gym Guys territories? What's that?
Yeah. So I'm on the southeast side of town. So there's a swath of land that I have that essentially goes from the lake on the southeast side, so the Clear Lake area, League City, and then I go west all the way to Pearland and Friendswood.
Awesome. Okay.
At least as of today.
So anybody living in that area or knows anybody in that area, we'll cool. give you a little plug. Call Josh at Gym Guys. So very cool. So you're really just a couple
yeah,
weeks
actually,
into this, right? So
officially we're like a weekend.
Awesome. So, and then because again, this is just your mindset, right? You're like, you talked about like, you're ready to go trying to get this thing up and running into January, mm-hmm. 1st of February, right? What are some of the things you're doing now?
What's that? So a couple of the main things that I'm doing. So, and this is kind of my decision of how I wanted to run my business. I wanted to learn as much as I can about the industry. Now, you know, as you kind of alluded to, you know, definitely I do have a fitness background and I am exercising. Like I said, I meant to run in a half marathon here in a couple of weeks. I've done some triathlons and I'm training for those. So I do have that in my background, but I've never taken a training course, you know, a personal training course. So one of the things that I'm doing, for my business, but also for me personally is, you know, I'm getting certified as a personal trainer. So that's a chunk of time investment that I'm doing. I'm also looking at nutrition certification, same kind of idea, looking at, you know, how can I learn more and also help myself and help other people. So those are two big commitments. And then a lot of it is, you know, the process of walking through the franchise. You know, one of the benefits of going with the franchise is they've figured a large portion of this out. I'm not gonna say they figured everything out, but they figured out a lot of the pieces. So they know the steps you need to take in order to get this thing up and running. So I'm walking through all the steps of, you know, getting my business incorporated, going through and doing all of those, making sure I have all the right documents in the right places, going through right now, working with, getting, you know, payroll set up. So in order to do that, I have to go through and do my competitive analysis to understand what my rate should be, what I should pay my trainers, those kinds of things. That's then, you know, kind of along with that, looking at, you know, getting the equipment, getting the van lease, all those kinds of things. And then also the next steps are kind of, you know, then working through, once you kind of get some of that foundational pieces set up, we then start to look at marketing and those kinds of aspects and what are some of those kinds of pieces look like. And then some of the more day-to-day, how will this look in fashion from that standpoint. So initially it's a lot of, paperwork and signing and, you know, moving money around and sending people money and all those kinds of fun tasks. But it definitely is, you know, looking forward to what this is going to look like, you know, down the road. So the initial part's not all that fun.
Yeah.
But it definitely does. And, you know, it's good because there's always going to be challenges. There's always gonna be things that pop up, that you're gonna have to work through. And it kind of gives you that precursor of this is what owning a business is going to be like. There's always going to be that thing that didn't quite happen the way you expected it to. And you're like, ooh, I need to pivot or do something differently. You know, yeah. All along this process, there's been things like that have happened. And I'm like, ooh, that didn't, didn't quite go the way I was expecting it to.
Right. Yeah. It's not all rainbows and unicorns, right?
You know,
and
one of
the franchise right. provides the plan, right? But like you said, no plan is, you know, well, we've got 100% of everything that could ever possibly happen planned for. No, right? And so that again, trust it, follow it, work it like crazy, but you also got to be ready to problem solve, figure things within the franchise. You always have the resources of people to go to, mm-hmm. but like that the joy of business ownership, hey, the buck stops with you. Every now and then you don't know what to do with the buck. So you got to be able to kind of, again, problem solve, figure that out, know where your resources are, all of that. So, again, I think is one of the reasons why I'm confident you're going to do so well, because that problem solving piece, that's just like, that's innate. That's in you, man. You're going to be great with that.
Yeah. And I think the other piece too is just talking to people, you know, so I'm reaching out to different owners within Gym Guys of, you know, just trying to talk to them, kind of get some of their lessons learned and just try to understand some of the things they've been through. But also just talking to, you know, just starting to talk to people about what I'm doing, what's going on. You know, I talked to an owner of one of the other franchises that I didn't go with. And, you know, just because he's in my local area. So we were chatting yesterday about things. And so, A, it was good to understand how that works. Oh, cool. But also, hey, it's another networking opportunity. And then he can help point me to some, you know, yep. other people from a, you know, like accountants and those kinds of people that I need from a professional services standpoint. So a lot of it is just trying to talk to people. Yeah. Cause like, you know, that helps you, the more you do that, the more you meet people, the more referrals you can get. But it's also, it helps you better learn what your, you know, elevator pitch is going to be.
Yeah, exactly. Which I just threw you on the spot with that a few minutes ago, but you nailed it with that, and it is, and just I think you said, I don't talk to people, right? And that when you have that kind of get out of bed test piece, this is what I want to do. This is the business I want. The conversations I want to have. It's just it becomes easy to do, right? Mm-hmm. So, I want just for folks listening, I want to go back. You were talking about from a gym guy standpoint, you're actually going through some of the personal training certifications and things like that. One of the cool things within most franchises, but certainly gym guys, is as an owner, right? You have this, like, here's all the things that need to get done. Well, you're the owner. You get to pick and choose what exactly. you want to yes. do. So somebody else might be hearing this and go, hey, gym guy sounds like a great opportunity, but I can't spell a triathlon, let alone do one. So I don't know that I could do that. Great. Gym Guys has owners that are some that are semi absentee, and they're really managing all the pieces to this. So you really, again, kind of taking it and being able to make it your own. So, and then the other thing that comes up a lot that people don't realize is you're going to have a formal, I think at least a few days, if not a week, yes. of training as an owner. But the training aspect, and this is true for pretty much any franchise, whether it's a week or whatever, that training is the easy part. It's all of the stuff, the pre-training to get to that point that will, you know, it's kind yes. of the tedious stuff, right? It's the paperwork, it's the funding, it's all of those things. And I know you're in good hands with, you know, our funding partner, mm-hmm. Fran Fund, with all of that, but geez, that's always a little, there's a lot to that. So you're kind of at the, it's weird. It's like the honeymoon, but you're like, oh, can we hurry up and just get past the honeymoon and get to the good stuff. Right. So it's a little different with that. So, very cool, man. What's last thing I thought maybe we'd just kind of talk about, and we'll let you get to all that tedious stuff. But for anybody that's kind of listening that's not sure if they should even kind of take this step and start exploring it, what would you share with someone who was just considering maybe even looking at franchise?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a couple of things. You know, I think first off is, you know, kind of having that honest self-assessment of, you know, what do you want to do? What are you good at? And what kinds of things excite you? And start to kind of think through that a little bit. Because, you know, this isn't for everyone. This isn't necessarily something that, you know, everyone can succeed at. And that's fine. I mean, that's just, you know, we all have our different paths that we take through life. And so, you know, thinking through that will only help you no matter what you do. You know, trying to walk through that, trying to figure that out and having that, you know, honest conversation with yourself of where are you, what do you want to do? You know, that also will help kind of highlight how risk averse you are. That's another big portion of this. You know, I mean, I quit my job, you know, so I had a good job, pay me pretty well. And it was, you know, relatively safe, you know, from impacts of COVID. So I was in a good position, but I quit that job. And so that's, you know, that's risk. That's a lot of risk that I took, but I was comfortable with that. So, you know, I think that's one of the first parts is to kind of get that idea and kind of understand, hey, is this even something that's something I want to do, something I'm interested in. And then after that, I think the next big part is that open mind of, okay, now that I'm, you know, going to start looking at it, let's just see what's out there. Let's see what the options are. Let's see what's available. Let's, let's explore the possibilities. You may get to a point where like, no, none of these really make sense to me. But just be open to those kinds of things and kind of look at it. And then I think the third part is to have a very firm grasp on where you are from a financial standpoint. And this is one of those where, from my standpoint, I know where I am. It was just, there's a couple of other hurdles that I still have to get through, and ended up solving them in a different way. But without that, you're kind of flying blind, because chances are we all have our own preconceived notion of what it costs to open up a franchise. I know for me, I was wildly off. So my guess is that other people will be similarly off from what they think it is versus what it actually is. But if you don't know where you are from your own personal finances, I think that's another case where, and again, it's that open mind of, I don't know how much it costs, but I know how much money I have. And so let's at least see, hey, is this even feasible to make these two things meet, and go through that. But yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of the mindset, and then just ask lots of questions and talk to people and have have those discussions about where you are, what you're doing, what you want to do, what kinds of things you like doing, and just try to figure it out, and be comfortable with whatever pace makes sense. I picked a pace that I wanted to move at, partially because I'm impatient, but also because I had some deadlines. I had some things that made sense for me to try to move fast. And I think, in all of our conversations that I had with you, Tim, I said this, like, look, this is what I'm thinking. Is this feasible? Is it reasonable? And always bounce those questions off of other people. So I talked to the other franchise, Servant Gym guys and their two franchises. I said, hey, look, this is what I'm thinking about doing. Is this feasible? Ask those questions to make sure that, I'm not trying to do something in 30 days that takes a year and a half. Right. those kinds of things. But I think that's, those are the top ones that I can think of, to kind of start off from.
Yeah, no. Well, and your elevator pitch for Gym Guys, you did a really good elevator pitch for Fran Coach, right? So that's kind of our process, right? And that's the biggest thing we really always look for. Like, does somebody have an open mind, right? Because this is brand new for almost everybody. Mm-hmm. You're spot on the financial piece, right? It's so many times people hear franchise and their mind goes to cheeseburgers, yep, and Golden Arches, and that's millions of dollars. Well, that's that one. That's not right. All
that's
of
one
them.
Option.
In fact, that's the extreme, right? Yeah. Right. There's 3,000 plus franchises in the United States. We work with, almost dang near 600 of them now, right? So there's, it's again similar to Gym Guys. What we do is a very personalized process, and that the biggest thing that we tell people on the first call, and we probably said this when we first started talking, is our goal is to help you learn enough to know if this is the right path. And you said it is not for everybody. It is absolutely not for everybody, but let's find out if it's for everybody, right? Or if it's for you, and be able to go through that. So that's awesome, man. I'm so excited for you to get started with this and get launched hopefully here soon, and knowing your drive and determination, that will very definitely happen. So seriously, man, I can't thank you enough for joining us today and chatting
a little bit. No, not a problem. I appreciate all the help and guidance that you provided and the responding to all my crazy texts and emails and all that and frantic phone calls. it's been good. And I know you mentioned it too, on the funding side, with Fran Fund. I definitely think that having someone like that, to walk through the financial aspect is another critical part of this whole process of asking those questions of, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing, so help me out here, figure out, again, is this feasible? Is it possible? That was another big thing for me that made this process a lot easier. You kind of teed it up for me, you know, made the introduction, and then, you know, we walked through it and were able to do that. So, so the combination of those two for me was a great partnership that really helped me figure out if this was something I wanted to do. And of course, awesome. To make it a reality.
Yeah, no, that's good. And they're fan. Yeah, exactly. Right. Well, Josh, you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Jeez, well, that was crazy. We were talking earlier, like I was kind of switching how we're doing this, and then all of a sudden, it just started to cut out on me there. So, cool, man. I thank you so much for joining us, and I'm incredibly confident you are going to be just a huge success with Gym Guys in Houston. So thanks for joining us. For all of our loyal podcast listeners, we, as always, hope the Franchising 101 series continues to provide insight into the amazing possibilities that can be achieved as a franchise owner. Please be sure to subscribe and follow us on whatever favorite platform for podcasts that you listen to. We don't want you to miss any episode. If you would like to learn more about maybe becoming a franchise owner yourself, let's schedule a brief introductory call. There is probably a link to schedule something in your podcast window, or you can find us online at francoach.net. There's never any fee for our service, so we encourage you to take that first step today to help create your better tomorrow. Josh, thanks again for joining us, everybody else. We appreciate it. Stay safe, folks. Have a great day. We'll hopefully talk to you soon. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Tim.